You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Welcome to Julie Whitney Scott Presents, the arts, theaters, music, and filmmaking in all aspects of the entertainment world, both in, around, and behind the scenes that pertain to you, your family, your community, and thus your society. Heard every Thursday at 7 p.m. live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. Download the app today on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Yeah, you're listening to Julie Whitney Scott Presents, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Today, we're talking all kind of things, but we're going to start off with one of the most horrific songs and videos that came out and it made people want to think about horror in a whole different way. We're talking about Thriller from Michael Jackson. Look out, today we're dealing with horror and love on Julie Whitney Scott Presents.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Vincent Price and Michael Jackson. This is Julie Whitney Scott Presents, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And that set the scene because we're got on the line in Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. Dino Sands with a Z. Mr. Dino, are you with me?
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I am doing so wonderful and so happy that you are with us so that we can talk about your horror books.
I'm very honored, Julie. I'm very honored, and I'm very honored to go behind Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to come. You got to come behind the best. And he is one of the ones that made the thriller and horror just come alive for a lot of people that had just forgot about it, you know, with the mummies, especially our generation. Tell us about you, Mr. Dino.
Well, as you said before, I am Dino Sands, and I am horror fiction. I've been writing for quite a while now, and the world knows me here and abroad as Dino Sands, horror novelist. And it's been a struggle to get to this plateau in my life, you know, with all my books and things of that sort. And it's been a wonderful ride, and I'm still riding this ride, and I'm going to ride it until it ends, whenever
that
may be.
You know, tell us a little bit about your first book. What made you decide, out of everything that you could write, that you wanted to be a horror writer?
Well, you know, growing up as a, you know, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama, you know, and I loved hearing stories, and especially myths and superstitions, and I had a lot of nightmares as a young man, and I found the only way to, you know, beat my nightmares were to write them down. So, and that was the start of me, even though it didn't happen to way after my teenage years into adulthood, but I didn't want to write in a genre that only, you know, I wanted to write in a genre that African-American men, you know, weren't writing in too tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to, you know, think outside the box. And since I, like I said before, I love myths and superstitions from all cultures, not just the black culture, all cultures. And I said, why not just do horror and try this? And I've loved it ever since. I mean, I'm a multi-genre writer. I can write anything in any genre I choose. I just chose to write in the horror genre, because that's my passion. I love, you know, putting the fear and thinking outside the box and writing about another world outside of the reality world that we live in today.
What was the name of your first book, and when did you publish that?
Well, my first book was published in 2000. It was titled Miss Merriweather, A Southern Nightmare. And let me give you a little backdrop on that. As a writer, you know, I grew up on Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and they were all men. So I came up with the idea, since I used dreams I had as a child, and said, you know, why not create a character that's female that combines all these three males and make her not not an eyesore. She's beautiful. But her evil combines all three of the male's evil. Wow. But she's a beautiful woman from the South.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to create and bring another character, you know, a female character into play that had these same evils as, like I said, Freddie, Michael Myers, and Jason Voorhees.
Well, she was dangerous.
Yes, she's dangerous, but she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
So is that how she lures her victims?
Well, she lures, she is in the dreams. In the dreams, let me give you a little background on Miss Merriweather. The evil Miss Merriweather in the South was the most beautiful black woman in the South. And she lived on this block, but she was single. And she was a little, you know, disturbed, you know, per se. That's the reason why she didn't have, you know, a husband of this sort, you know. So, however, the Miss Merriweather comes about because of a curse from the protagonist's bloodline that defeated this evil centuries ago on a Cherokee reservation, a medicine man. He defeated this evil and cast the evil down to the abyss, locked it away. So the evil found a way to come back to haunt the bloodline, destroy the bloodline that banished the evil. And the vessel was Miss Merriweather.
Oh.
So when she died, that was the way the evil came back.
Mm.
Like she was a little disturbed but beautiful. And she did some bad things, you know, and so that's how Miss Merriweather came about, you know, to come back and vanquish everybody in this, the Cherokee, actually is Cherokee Ethiopian heritage from the protagonist.
Wow. That really sounds intriguing.